Welcome. This is my review of the brand new 2024 movie starring Sydney Sweeney, Immaculate. IMDb has the synopsis, which reads, Cecilia, a woman of devout faith, is warmly welcomed to the picture-perfect Italian countryside, where she is offered a new role at an illustrious convent. But it becomes clear to Cecilia that her new home harbors dark and horrifying secrets. Now, this film, when I was checking it out on the AMC app, I thought it was billed as a horror movie, but in my opinion, this really wasn't a horror movie. This was more of a drama. It's also listed as a horror flick on the IMDb website. This is the opening weekend, of course. It's the first movie to come out, or one of the first movies to come out in a little while. It's kind of breaking up the monotony because not a whole lot of new stuff is available right now to watch at the theater. I believe this might also be the first film in which Sydney Sweeney is carrying the film as the top A-list actor. There are a couple other actors in the film, but no one that I recognized from other films. Alvaro Morte plays the part of Father Sal Tedeschi, and there were a few other notable actors. Simona Tabasco played the part of Sister Mary. It was probably a lot more common in the old days for someone to join a convent or to become a nun when they were young because religion was just so imprinted into people growing up. Nowadays, it seems to be less and less likely that someone as young and as beautiful as someone like Sydney Sweeney would ever choose to do that with her life. Now, going back to the theater, being that this was opening weekend and it was a Friday night when I saw it, the theater had a lot of people. It was actually packed. So it was interesting. I wanted to be able to see what the reactions, if this was a horror film, what kind of jump scares and sighs and that sort of thing that we would get watching the film. So now at this point, I was going to go into spoiler territory on what the film kind of is about. So when Sydney Sweeney, she is graciously welcomed into this convent and she has to swear herself in, and there's some of the other sisters telling her it's not too late to turn around and walk straight back out. Like tomorrow was going to be the ceremony. They were trying to tell her, you don't have to do this. Make sure this is what you want. I think she had her mind made up that she wanted to do this. And then she was also met by Father Sal, who was very nice and welcoming. Everyone was super nice. And I think that's what helped. They gave her this beautiful room that she was in, although the bed was a very small little dinky single bed with this huge room. Where they were staying was this beautiful, almost looked like a castle. It was just this gorgeous area. The scenery was really nice as well. It wasn't long while she was staying there that she started having visions and she started hearing things. That was where some of the jump scares came into play. I wasn't really scared by any of the initial jump scares. I was expecting them. When there becomes a quiet moment and someone's sneaking around, you kind of expect that something might jump out. And that did happen a couple of times in the film, although I still wouldn't label this as a horror flick by any measure. Now, it comes to pass, it wasn't long during her stay that she's called into a room separate from everyone else, and they are asking her if she has been following her vows and to repeat what her vows are. And one of those vows was chastity. She was like, of course, I haven't done anything. Have you had sexual relations with a man before you came to the convent? She's like, no. And they had checked her and they basically confirmed that she hadn't. But for some reason, she was pregnant and they never showed or they never revealed how it was that she became pregnant. That wasn't made clear until later. But the idea being that through the title of the film, that this was some sort of an immaculate conception, similar to the way that it occurred in the Bible. This was set in modern times, and I just don't think that anyone could really believe that she could get pregnant immaculately, let's put it that way, without either some sort of something had to have happened. Either she was raped or she passed out or something. So then as she's getting further and further into her pregnancy, she starts to have more and more suspicions about what's going on, and she hatches a plan to escape the convent because she knows she has to get out of there. She wanted to have a doctor look at her, or at least that was the excuse she was saying. They were saying, no, you can't leave. You have to stay. Our doctors are the best. We don't want this to get out. She did hatch a plan to escape. Unfortunately for her, it didn't work out. She did not get away at first escape. plan. It then turns into she knew that some of the people and the sisters and some of the older sisters and the priest were lying to her. This turns into she's gonna murder her way out of the convent. She's gonna get out of this convent one way or the other. And of course, she waits until days or the day that she was supposed to have the baby to try to escape from the convent. And it just seemed, well, she did have an earlier escape, but she ends up killing the sister that's watching her in the bed. There's a scene where she's in the bed and she's being monitored. She ends up killing that sister by beating over the head, look like with a candlestick. And she gets up and tries to make her escape. I think she's being pursued by the priest. One of the premises of the story was that there was DNA from Jesus on one of the spikes that was placed on him back during the crucifix, and that they were somehow able to take some of that DNA. I guess that you use some of that DNA and then some technology to, and then they impregnated Sister Cecilia with that DNA. I don't know if they were trying to recreate Jesus or if they were trying, I don't know what they were trying to, it seemed like they were trying to reincarnate Jesus. It seemed like an evil plot, like maybe it was Satan instead of Jesus. Sydney Sweeney was like not having any of it once she kind of figured out what was going on. She had seen the laboratory where Father Sal was trying to explain to her what was going on, and she decided not long after that she was going to destroy that place. And she went in there, and I don't know where she got it, but she had like some gasoline or something. She had some kind of a flammable liquid, and she just poured it all over that whole thing, and she was about to light the whole place on fire. And then here comes Father Sal. The two of them get in a fight. She breaks away, and she ends up throwing and lighting that fire and locking the door with Father Sal behind it. And you think, okay, that's the end of him. Lo and behold, wasn't long after that, he breaks the door down and he still pursues her. Further down the line, she ends up taking that same spike, I think. She took some, either a knife or something, and just stabbed him through the neck and ends up killing Father Sal. By this point, I think she had killed two or three. She seemed to be going on a tear. She was hell-bent on getting out of this convent. She ends up going through the catacombs, and these catacombs were strictly off limits, and she had no idea where she was going, but she had this flashlight and she was looking around. So as Cecilia is making her way through the catacombs, she ends up finding some daylight, and this is while being pursued by Father Sal. She can see it's off in the distance, and she goes and she climbs up to this precipice right to the edge, and all she has to do is crawl out, and then she's out of these catacombs and she's out of the convent at that point. And as she's crawling out, Father Sal grabs her. And that was a jump scare. Now, I think that's the only one that kind of got me. I don't know what the reaction of everyone. I can't remember what the reaction of everyone else in the theater. But I think that was like there was some gasp right when that happened. And then those two have a fight. And then she ends up stabbing him through the neck, killing him. Then she's able to crawl through the opening and exit the convent right into the outside of the catacombs, which I guess at that point had led up above ground. And then right after that is when she decides she was going to get that baby out of her. Father Sal had tried to do a C-section. He started like a cut around her stomach, but she stopped it by killing him. She went au naturel, and then she starts doing this scream, just these blood-curdling screams as she's pushing and pushing and pushing, and she's screaming and screaming and screaming, and there had to have been people that would have heard her somewhere. I can't imagine she was that far away from everyone. But screaming and screaming and screaming, and then finally the baby comes out, and they don't show, they never do show the baby. The baby sort of sounds like, almost like an animal, like a purring kind of sound, or I wouldn't say growling, but like a purr more or less. You're wondering, are they going to show us the baby? Are they going to show like what's going to happen? After the baby comes out, she takes the umbilical cord and she chews it in half with her teeth, and it's just like, oh, gross. Everyone, I think we got some gasps from the crowd on that one. And then she makes her way over to the nearest boulder she could find. She must have found one that was about 20 or 30 pounds. She just takes it and holds it over her head and then just smashes it onto the baby. That was how the film ended. The way the film, the last, let's say, 20, 25 minutes of the film, the way those events transpired, I thought it was very interesting, and I thought it was poignant where it ended. If she didn't kill the baby, I was thinking, man, what would have happened had that baby got up and said, I'm out? And you see a scene where the baby's like running down the hill, get away from her, and then you see a to be continued or something. Anyway, that was the end of Immaculate. It was entertaining. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. This film ran for an hour and 29 minutes. I thought it was entertaining from start to finish, and I probably give it 4 stars. I enjoyed Sydney Sweeney in Immaculate. If you enjoyed this content, please take the time to hit the heart button on the blog page. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.